The Viper's Legacy. Chapter 1, The Birth of the Viper. The air inside the Morales family apartment was stale, filled with the metallic scent of blood and the rancid tang of fear. 8-year-old Sophia huddled beneath the chipped kitchen table, her tiny frame trembling as she clasped her hands over her ears, trying to block out the muffled cries of her father. The man she had idolized, her protector, her hero, was kneeling on the living room floor, pleading for his life. Outside, the neon glow of downtown Los Angeles flickered through the broken blinds, casting distorted shadows on the cracked linoleum floor. The men who had invaded their home didn't bother hiding their faces. They didn't need to. Fear was their mask, and they wore it well. The leader, a towering figure with a jagged scar running down the side of his face, leaned in close to Sophia's father, his voice low and menacing. "You thought you could steal from me, Eduardo?" Scarface spat, his words laced with venom. "You think I wouldn't notice?" Sophia peeked out from her hiding spot, her heart pounding so loudly she was certain they could hear it. Her father's hands were clasped together in prayer, his face streaked with tears. "Please," he begged. "It was a mistake. I was desperate. My family." Scarface raised a hand, silencing him. Then, in one fluid motion, he drew a gun from his waistband and pressed it against Eduardo's temple. "This is what happens to thieves," he said coldly. The gunshot shattered the silence, echoing through the small apartment. Sophia's scream caught in her throat as she watched her father's lifeless body slump to the floor, blood pooling beneath him. Scarface and his men laughed as they left, their heavy boots stomping through the wreckage of what was once a home. That was the night Sophia Morales died, and the Viper was born. A decade later. The club was alive with energy, a pulsating mix of strobe lights and pounding bass that made it impossible to hear your own thoughts. But Sophia didn't need to hear to know she was in control. She sat in the VIP section, a glass of champagne in hand, her dark eyes scanning the crowd below. The men and women who filled the dance floor were oblivious to the power that lurked just above their heads. Sophia had built a reputation in the underworld over the years, starting small and working her way up the food chain. What began as running petty cons in back alleys had evolved into orchestrating multi-million-dollar drug deals. She had no illusions about the world she inhabited; it was kill or be killed. And Sophia had no intention of dying. Her ascent began when she met Victor Delgado, the charismatic leader of a burgeoning drug cartel. Victor was everything Sophia needed at the time, a mentor, a lover, and a ticket out of the gutter. He saw potential in her that others overlooked, teaching her the intricacies of the trade. Under his tutelage, Sophia learned how to manipulate, negotiate, and kill when necessary. But Victor's fatal flaw was underestimating her ambition. He believed he could mold her into his perfect accomplice, someone who would remain loyal while he reigned supreme. What he didn't realize was that Sophia was biding her time, studying his every move, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. The coup. That moment came on a humid summer night, during what was supposed to be a routine shipment transfer. Victor and his men were gathered in a remote warehouse on the outskirts of the city, celebrating the successful delivery of a shipment worth millions. Sophia was by his side, as always, a vision of confidence in her sleek black dress and diamond-studded heels. Victor raised his glass, his booming voice cutting through the celebratory chatter. "To success," he declared. "To loyalty." Sophia smiled, lifting her glass in return. "To new beginnings," she said softly. The first shot rang out before Victor could lower his glass. One by one, his men fell, taken out by assassins Sophia had secretly hired. The chaos was deafening, gunfire, screams, and the metallic clang of weapons hitting the floor. Victor turned to Sophia, betrayal and fury etched across his face. "You," he began, but Sophia cut him off with a single shot to his chest. He stumbled backward, clutching his wound, his eyes wide with disbelief. Sophia stepped closer, her heels clicking against the concrete floor. She knelt beside him, her voice low and steady. "You taught me everything I know, Victor. But you made one mistake." Victor coughed, blood seeping from the corner of his mouth. "What's that?" Sophia leaned in, her lips brushing against his ear. "You thought I needed you." With that, she stood and walked away, leaving him to die in the warehouse he had once called his kingdom. The men who remained loyal to her followed in silence, their expressions a mix of awe and fear. The rise begins. By the time the sun rose the next morning, the city was buzzing with rumors. Victor Delgado, the man who had ruled the cartel with an iron fist, was dead. In his place stood Sophia Morales, a woman with no mercy, no weakness, and no limits. Sophia wasted no time solidifying her power. She eliminated anyone who posed a threat, striking deals with corrupt officials and rival factions to ensure her dominance. Her reputation as the Viper spread like wildfire, and soon, she was untouchable. But power came with a price. The ghosts of her past lingered, and the line between ally and enemy blurred with every move she made. Sophia knew one thing for certain: in this world, trust was a luxury she couldn't afford. The chapter ends with Sophia standing on the balcony of her penthouse, gazing out at the city she now controlled. Below, the streets buzzed with life, oblivious to the woman who pulled the strings. She raised a glass to her reflection in the glass door, a smirk playing on her lips. "To new beginnings," she whispered. Chapter 2, Bloodlines and Business. The sprawling city glimmered under the weight of neon lights, its arteries of chaos pulsing with life. From the top floor of her penthouse, Sophia Morales, now known as the Viper, surveyed her empire. Every street, every shadowed alley, every deal in the underworld had her name woven into it. Her cartel wasn't just feared, it was respected. Yet respect in her world was fleeting. Survival demanded constant vigilance. Tonight, the air was electric with tension. Sophia had summoned the inner circle of her operation to discuss expanding their network. This was no ordinary meeting. Rival factions were watching her moves closely, and whispers of dissent had begun to ripple through her organization. Trust, a brittle currency in her line of work, was running thin. The meeting of kings and pawns. The meeting was held in a secure warehouse, a fortress of concrete and steel on the outskirts of the city. Sophia's closest allies sat around the massive oak table, their faces lit by a dim chandelier that swayed slightly with the faint rumble of passing freight trains. To her right sat Carlos Rojas, her trusted lieutenant and the man responsible for logistics. His loyalty was unquestionable, forged through years of shared bloodshed. To her left was Camila Reyes, the sharp-tongued enforcer who had risen through the ranks with a ruthless efficiency that mirrored Sophia's own ambition. Across from her was Mateo Delgado, the younger brother of Victor. Mateo's presence was a calculated risk. He had begrudgingly sworn loyalty to Sophia after his brother's death, but his eyes burned with resentment. He was a wolf in sheep's clothing, and Sophia knew it. "We've outgrown the city," Sophia began, her voice cutting through the murmurs of the group. "The East Coast is ripe for the taking. Boston, New York, Philly, they're begging for a supplier who can deliver consistently." Carlos nodded, his fingers tapping rhythmically on the table. "We've got the routes mapped out. Shipping will be smooth, but the Italians in New York are a problem. They're territorial." Sophia smiled, a predator's grin that sent a chill through the room. "Then we'll make them an offer they can't refuse. And if they refuse, we'll remind them who runs this business now." Mateo leaned forward, his jaw tight. "And what happens when they push back? Expanding too fast leaves us vulnerable. You've already made enough enemies in Mexico." The room fell silent. All eyes were on Sophia. She met Mateo's gaze with icy calm. "Pushback is inevitable, Mateo. That's why I have you, to make sure we're ready. Or have you forgotten why you're still breathing? Matteo clenched his fists but said nothing. The tension in the room was palpable. Good, Sofia continued, her tone lightening. Then we're in agreement. Carlos, you'll handle the logistics. Camila, make sure our product moves without interference. And Matteo, she leaned back, her eyes narrowing. Keep an eye on our friends in Mexico. Any signs of betrayal, and I want to know before they even think about acting on it. The meeting ended with nods and murmurs of assent, but as Sofia watched Matteo leave, she knew the seeds of rebellion were already planted. The DEA connection. After the meeting, Sofia returned to her penthouse, where Agent Michael Harper waited for her. Their relationship was as complicated as it was dangerous. On paper, Michael was her informant within the DEA, feeding her crucial intel to keep her one step ahead of law enforcement. Off the record, he was a man hopelessly entangled in her web of seduction and manipulation. Michael was sitting on the edge of her sleek leather couch, his shirt unbuttoned and a tumbler of whiskey in his hand. His normally sharp demeanor was dulled by the weight of guilt. "You're late," he said as she entered, his voice tinged with frustration. "I've been busy," Sofia replied, shrugging off her coat. She poured herself a glass of wine and leaned against the counter, her gaze fixed on him. "What's the matter, Michael? Starting to regret our little arrangement?" He stood, running a hand through his disheveled hair. "You're playing with fire, Sofia. Expanding to the East Coast. That's a whole new level of risk. The DEA is already breathing down your neck. One wrong move, and they'll take you down." Sofia smirked, walking toward him with deliberate grace. "Let them try. You'll make sure they don't succeed. Isn't that why you're here?" Michael grabbed her wrist, his grip firm but not painful. "You're not invincible, Sofia. One day, this will all come crashing down." She tilted her head, her expression softening. "And what happens to you when that day comes, Michael? Do you think the DEA will forgive you for what you've done for me?" He released her, stepping back as if burned. "This isn't sustainable." "Nothing is," Sofia said, her voice cool. "But while it lasts, we're untouchable. Now, do you have anything useful to tell me, or are you just here to lecture me?" Michael sighed, pulling a folded piece of paper from his pocket. "There's a mole in your operation. Someone's been feeding intel to a rival cartel. My sources say they're planning to strike your main distribution hub within the week." Sofia's eyes darkened. "Who?" "I don't know yet, but I'll find out." "You'd better," she said, her voice laced with steel. "Because if you don't, I will. And when I do, there won't be anything left of them. A deadly betrayal." Sofia wasted no time in addressing the threat. She gathered her most trusted enforcers and launched a covert investigation into her organization. It didn't take long to uncover the mole, Luis Alvarez, a mid-level operative who had been secretly feeding information to the Sinaloa cartel. The confrontation was swift and brutal. Luis was dragged to an abandoned warehouse, his face bloodied and his hands bound. Sofia stood before him, a vision of controlled fury. "Why?" she demanded, her voice echoing off the concrete walls. "After everything I've done for you, why betray me?" Luis spat blood, his eyes defiant. "You think you're untouchable, but you're just a woman playing a man's game. The Sinaloas, they're the real power. They're coming for you, and when they do, you'll fall." Sofia didn't flinch. She stepped closer, crouching down so their faces were inches apart. "The only thing falling tonight is you." Without hesitation, she pulled the trigger, the gunshot ringing out like a thunderclap. Luis slumped forward, lifeless. Sofia turned to her enforcers, her expression unreadable. "Let this be a lesson to all of you. Loyalty is non-negotiable. Betray me, and you'll end up like him. As the body was dragged away, Sophia lit a cigarette, the smoke curling around her like a shroud. She was still standing, still in control. But deep down, she knew this was just the beginning of the war. Chapter 3, A Kingdom of Glass. The rhythm of the city's nightlife beat loud and unapologetic, masking the undercurrent of fear that ran through the streets like a shadow. For Sophia Morales, the neon-lit skyline of Los Angeles wasn't just a view, it was her dominion. Yet, like a kingdom of glass, it was fragile. Every alliance, every dollar, every ounce of product moved rested on a delicate balance. And Sophia knew better than anyone that one crack could shatter it all. The assassin's message. The first crack came 2 nights after Luis Alvarez's execution. Sophia was in her penthouse, a glass of wine in her hand as she reviewed a shipment manifest on her tablet. The hum of activity outside her balcony was distant, almost soothing. But the tranquility was shattered by the shrill ring of her encrypted phone. Camila's voice came through, urgent and sharp. "Sophia, we have a problem." Sophia sat up, her eyes narrowing. "What kind of problem?" "It's Mateo. He's gone. Disappeared after the meeting with the Mexican suppliers." Sophia's grip on the phone tightened. "And you're just telling me this now?" "I didn't want to sound the alarm until I was sure," Camila replied. "But there's more. We found something at the distribution hub."
"What?"
"A body," Camila said grimly. "One of our men. Shot execution style. They left a message." Sophia's blood ran cold. "I'm on my way." The hub. The warehouse was bathed in the harsh glow of floodlights when Sophia arrived, flanked by her enforcers. The air was thick with the smell of oil, sweat, and death. Camila met her at the entrance, her expression a mix of anger and unease. Inside, the scene was gruesome. The body of one of their guards lay slumped against a stack of crates, his chest riddled with bullets. But it was the words scrawled on the wall in blood that sent a chill down Sophia's spine. "The Viper bleeds." Sophia stared at the message, her jaw tightening. "Who knew about this shipment?" "Only our inner circle," Camila replied.
Which means
we have another mole," Sophia finished, her voice low and venomous. "Or Mateo's playing both sides." Camila hesitated.
"Do you think Mateo?"
"I don't think," Sophia snapped.
"I know.
He's been waiting for an opportunity to strike. This is his way of testing me." Sophia turned to Carlos, who stood silently by the door. "Triple security on all shipments. I want every route, every safe house under constant surveillance. And find Mateo. I don't care what it takes."
Carlos nodded.
"Consider it done." A growing storm. The attack at the hub was just the beginning. Over the next week, Sophia's operation faced a string of calculated strikes: a hijacked convoy in Nevada, a fire at a key storage facility in Texas, and a police raid on one of her most secure stash houses in Los Angeles. Each blow was precise, coordinated, and devastating. Sophia's frustration grew with every setback. Her carefully built empire was being dismantled piece by piece, and her enemies were growing bolder by the day. At the heart of the chaos was Mateo. His betrayal wasn't just a personal vendetta, it was a strategic assault on her power. Rumors swirled that he had joined forces with El Fantasma, a shadowy figure in the Mexican underworld whose identity remained a mystery. For Sophia, the attacks weren't just an attack on her business, they were an attack on her reputation. And in her world, reputation was everything. The dinner. In the midst of the chaos, Sophia arranged a meeting with her closest allies. The setting was unorthodox, an opulent dinner at one of the city's most exclusive restaurants. The table was set with fine china and crystal glasses,
a stark contrast to the violence that loomed over their heads. Carlos, Camila, and a handful of key lieutenants were present. The tension was palpable as they ate in silence, each person waiting for Sofia to speak. Finally, she set down her glass of wine and leaned back in her chair. "We're under attack," she said bluntly. "And we all know who's behind it." Carlos shifted uncomfortably. "Mateo's made his move." Sofia nodded. "But he's not working alone. Someone in this room has been feeding him information." A heavy silence fell over the table. Camila's eyes darted to Carlos, who glared back at her. Sofia watched them carefully, her expression unreadable. "Loyalty is everything," she continued. "Without it, we're nothing. So here's what we're going to do. Each of you will undergo a full investigation. Phones, accounts, everything. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about." "And if we refuse?" one of the lieutenants asked, his voice tinged with defiance. Sofia's smile was cold. "Then you're already guilty. The trap." As the investigations began, Sofia laid a trap for Mateo. She fed false information about a high-value shipment leaving from a decoy warehouse in East LA. The plan was simple: if Mateo took the bait, they'd catch him in the act. The night of the shipment, Sofia and her team waited in silence at the decoy warehouse. Hours passed without incident, and just as doubt began to creep in, the sound of engines filled the air. Through the security monitors, Sofia watched as a convoy of SUVs pulled into the lot. Mateo stepped out of the lead vehicle, flanked by armed men. His confidence was palpable as he barked orders, his voice carrying through the night. Sofia's heart raced as she gave the signal. The ambush was swift and brutal. Gunfire erupted, shattering the stillness of the night. Mateo's men fought fiercely, but they were outmatched by Sofia's well-prepared enforcers. In the chaos, Mateo was captured, dragged to the center of the warehouse, and thrown at Sofia's feet. He was bloodied but defiant, his eyes burning with hatred. "You've lost, Mateo," Sofia said, her voice steady. "And you've made one fatal mistake." Mateo sneered. "What's that?" "You thought you could beat me." Sofia raised her gun, aiming it at his head. For a moment, she hesitated, the weight of their shared history pressing down on her. But then she pulled the trigger, ending his life in an instant. The fallout. The ambush was a victory, but it came at a cost. Mateo's death sent shockwaves through the underworld, drawing the attention of both rivals and law enforcement. El Fantasma's retaliation was swift, and Sofia knew the battle was far from over. As she stood in the blood-stained warehouse, surrounded by the spoils of her victory, Sofia felt a pang of unease. Her kingdom was intact, but the cracks were growing. And she couldn't shake the feeling that the worst was yet to come. Chapter 4: The Game of Deception. The days following Mateo's execution were anything but quiet. For Sofia Morales, every hour felt like a balancing act over a pit of vipers. The blow she dealt to Mateo's faction of defectors sent a clear message, but it also left her vulnerable. The war she had been trying to avoid had arrived on her doorstep. Worse yet, whispers of El Fantasma, the enigmatic figure behind Mateo's rebellion, grew louder. No one knew who he, or she, was, but the name carried a weight that sent shivers through even the most hardened criminals. Sofia had weathered storms before. This one, however, was different. The attacks on her operation weren't just designed to hurt her, they were meticulously crafted to dismantle her piece by piece. The precision of the strikes suggested a rival with intimate knowledge of her business. Somewhere in her empire, another traitor was lurking. The hunt begins. Sofia's first move was to tighten her circle. She summoned her trusted lieutenants, Carlos, Camila, and Raul, to her private villa, a sprawling fortress hidden in the hills overlooking the city. The meeting was tense, each person walking a tightrope between loyalty and self-preservation. Sophia paced the room, her sharp heels echoing off the marble floor. "El Fantasma is still out there," she began, her voice cold and deliberate. "And someone in this organization is feeding him information." Camila, ever the firebrand, leaned forward. "We already flushed out Mateo and his defectors. You think there's more?" Sophia's gaze snapped to her, sharp as a blade. "I don't think, Camila. I know. The attacks are too coordinated. Too precise. Someone is working against us." Raúl, a hulking enforcer who had been with Sophia since her early days, shifted uncomfortably. "What's the plan, boss?" Sophia stopped pacing, her eyes scanning the room. "We create chaos. Misinformation. I want false leads planted in every corner of this operation. Fake shipment schedules, fake meeting points. Whoever the mole is, they'll take the bait. And when they do, we'll be waiting. A dangerous alliance." While her inner circle worked to root out the traitor, Sophia turned to her most dangerous asset, Agent Michael Harper. Their relationship, already a volatile mix of passion and mistrust, had grown even more precarious in the wake of recent events. Michael was both her greatest ally and her greatest liability. They met in a secluded motel on the outskirts of the city. Michael was already there when Sophia arrived, his tie loosened and his face lined with stress. He looked up as she entered, his expression a mix of frustration and concern. "This is getting out of hand, Sophia," he said, skipping the pleasantries. "Mateo's death has law enforcement breathing down your neck. If you keep escalating—" Sophia cut him off, her voice sharp. "Don't lecture me, Michael. I didn't come here for your advice." He sighed, running a hand through his hair. "Then why are you here?" "I need information," she said, sitting across from him. "Everything the DEA has on El Fantasma. Connections, allies, movements, everything." Michael frowned. "You think I can just walk into the office and pull classified files on a ghost? You're asking for something impossible." Sophia leaned forward, her voice dropping to a dangerous whisper. "Nothing is impossible, Michael. Not if you want to keep this arrangement intact." His jaw tightened. "You mean if I want to keep you intact?" Sophia smiled, but there was no warmth in it. "You understand me so well." The ghost revealed. Michael's information led Sophia to a startling discovery. El Fantasma wasn't just a rival, he was a myth turned flesh, a former government operative who had disappeared years ago after a failed mission in Colombia. His real name was unknown, but his reputation for precision and ruthlessness was legendary. He had ties to cartels, mercenaries, and corrupt officials on both sides of the border. The revelation left Sophia shaken. For the first time, she was facing an adversary who wasn't driven by greed or power but by something far more dangerous: vengeance. El Fantasma had made it his mission to destroy her, and he wasn't bound by the same rules as her other enemies. A deadly setup. Sophia's plan to expose the mole began to bear fruit. A fake shipment scheduled to leave from a warehouse in Long Beach was leaked to her inner circle. The shipment was nothing more than a decoy, its purpose solely to draw out the traitor. Sophia watched from a concealed vantage point as the warehouse was raided by a small but heavily armed team. Her men engaged them in a brief firefight before retreating, leaving the attackers to search for the non-existent shipment. From her position, Sophia recognized one of the attackers, Miguel Alvarez, the cousin of the mole she had executed weeks earlier. Her suspicions were confirmed. The Alvarez family had aligned themselves with El Fantasma, and they were working from within her operation to bring her down. The trap closed swiftly. Sophia's men ambushed the attackers as they left the warehouse, capturing Miguel alive. He was brought to an abandoned factory, where Sophia waited, her patience stretched thin. The interrogation. Miguel was bound to a chair, his face bruised and bloody. Sofia circled him slowly, her presence as menacing as the pistol she held in her hand. "You have one chance to tell me everything," she said, her voice icy. "Who's feeding you information? Where is El Fantasma?" Miguel spat blood onto the floor. "Go to hell." Sofia crouched in front of him, her expression unreadable. "You first." She pressed the barrel of her gun against his knee and pulled the trigger. Miguel screamed, the sound echoing through the empty factory. Sofia stood, her gaze unflinching. "Next question," she said calmly. "Who's the mole?" Through gritted teeth, Miguel finally broke. "Camila," he gasped. "It's Camila. She's been working with us since the beginning." The admission sent a shockwave through Sofia, but she didn't show it. Instead, she turned to Carlos, who stood nearby, his face pale. "Find her," she ordered. "Now." The betrayal. Camila's betrayal cut deeper than Sofia expected. She had trusted her, relied on her, even admired her ruthless efficiency. To discover that Camila had been playing both sides all along was a blow that shook Sofia's resolve. When Camila was finally brought before her, the tension was unbearable. Camila stood defiant, her chin raised despite the blood trickling from her lip. "Why?" Sofia demanded, her voice a mixture of fury and heartbreak. "After everything I've done for you, why betray me?" Camila's eyes flashed with anger. "Because you don't deserve this empire," she spat. "You're not a leader, you're a liar, a killer. And you'll burn just like everyone else who gets too close to you." Sofia raised her gun, her hands steady despite the storm raging inside her. "Then you'll be the first to burn." The gunshot was deafening in the stillness of the room. Camila crumpled to the ground, her defiance extinguished in an instant. The aftermath. Sofia sat alone in her penthouse that night, the city sprawling below her. The betrayal, the bloodshed, the constant battle for survival, it was all beginning to weigh on her. For the first time, she wondered if the empire she had built was worth the cost. But there was no time for doubt. El Fantasma was still out there, and the war was far from over. Chapter 5, Love, Lies, and Betrayal. The death of Camila Reyes, Sofia Morales's most trusted lieutenant, left a gaping wound in her operation. Camila's betrayal was a revelation that rocked the very foundation of Sofia's empire. Trust, already a scarce resource, was now non-existent. But there was no time for grief or reflection. Sofia was at war, and every moment wasted was another inch ceded to her enemies. El Fantasma's campaign of destruction showed no signs of slowing. Every move Sofia made was countered with surgical precision. Every shipment intercepted, every stronghold attacked, sent a clear message: this war would only end with her downfall, or his. The calm before the storm. Sofia sat in her penthouse, the city lights twinkling below her like a galaxy of fireflies. Her glass of whiskey sat untouched on the coffee table, condensation pooling beneath it. She stared at the skyline, her mind racing with questions. Where had she gone wrong? Who else could be plotting against her? And why did the thought of Michael Harper, her inside man in the DEA, keep pulling at her focus? Michael had been distant since Camila's betrayal. His calls were sporadic, his tone guarded. Sofia couldn't tell if it was guilt or something more sinister. In a world built on lies, even love felt like a weapon waiting to be turned against her. Her thoughts were interrupted by the buzz of her phone. It was Carlos. "We've got a location on El Fantasma's second-in-command," he said, his voice clipped. "A safe house in the hills. You want to hit it?" Sofia's lips curled into a dangerous smile. "Prepare the team. I'll handle this personally." The raid. The safe house was tucked away in the rugged hills outside the city, a fortress of concrete and steel surrounded by thick vegetation. Sophia arrived with her most loyal enforcers, her mind sharp and focused. The element of surprise was their greatest weapon, and they intended to use it to full effect. The assault was swift and brutal. Sophia led the charge, her gun blazing as her team stormed the compound. The air was thick with gunfire and the acrid smell of burning gunpowder. Inside, the enemy's defenses crumbled under the weight of Sophia's relentless attack. They found their target, Rafael Ortega, hiding in a back room. He was a wiry man with sharp features and a smug demeanor that grated on Sophia's nerves. Even with a gun pointed at his head, he didn't look afraid. "You won't kill me," he said, his voice dripping with confidence. Sophia raised an eyebrow. "And why is that?" "Because you need me," Rafael replied. "I'm the only one who can lead you to El Fantasma." Sophia's finger hovered over the trigger. Every instinct told her to pull it, to end him then and there. But he was right. She needed him alive, for now. A deal with the devil. Rafael's interrogation took place in one of Sophia's more discreet locations, a soundproof basement beneath an abandoned factory. He sat chained to a metal chair, blood dripping from a gash on his forehead. Sophia stood before him, her expression cold and unyielding. "You're going to tell me everything," she said, her voice as sharp as the blade she held in her hand. "Or I'll make you wish you had." Rafael chuckled, wincing as the motion pulled at his wounds. "You think torture scares me? I've seen worse." Sophia leaned in close, her blade tracing a thin line along his jaw. "This isn't about scaring you, Rafael. This is about breaking you." For hours, she pushed him, alternating between threats and promises, pain and reprieve. Finally, he cracked. "El Fantasma's not just coming for you," Rafael confessed. "He's coming for everything. Your money, your people, your legacy. He wants to erase you from history." "Where is he?" Sophia demanded. Rafael hesitated, his eyes darting to the armed guards flanking the room. "You'll never get to him directly. But he's got a meeting in 2 days, downtown. If you want to find him, that's your chance." Sophia straightened, her eyes narrowing. "If you're lying to me." "I'm not," Rafael interrupted. "But if you go after him, you'd better be ready. He's expecting you." A breach of trust. Sophia's mind was a storm as she left the basement. She didn't trust Rafael, but his information was too valuable to ignore. Still, something felt off. The attacks, the betrayals, the precision with which her enemies moved, it all pointed to someone with insider knowledge. And as much as she hated to admit it, her thoughts kept circling back to Michael. That night, she summoned him to her penthouse. When he arrived, she was already pouring herself a drink, her back to him as she stared out at the city. "Is everything okay?" Michael asked, his tone cautious. Sophia turned, her eyes cold and unreadable. "You tell me." Michael frowned. "What's that supposed to mean?" "You've been distant," she said, stepping closer. "Distracted. I need to know if I can still trust you." Michael's jaw tightened. "You know you can." "Do I?" Sophia pressed. "Because the people closest to me have a habit of stabbing me in the back. And I can't afford any more surprises." Michael stepped forward, his hands gripping her arms. "I've risked everything for you, Sophia. My career, my life, everything. If you can't see that by now, then maybe you don't deserve my loyalty." His words cut deep, but Sophia didn't let it show. Instead, she pulled him into a kiss, a desperate, searing connection that blurred the line between love and control. In that moment, she wanted to believe him. But the nagging doubt in her mind refused to be silenced. The ambush. 2 days later, Sophia prepared for the meeting Raphael had revealed. She brought a small team, knowing full well it could be a trap. The location was a high-rise office building in the heart of downtown, an unlikely but strategic venue. As they entered, the tension was palpable. The building was eerily quiet, the air thick with anticipation. They reached the designated floor, weapons drawn, only to find it empty, except for a single envelope sitting on the conference table. Sophia opened it, her eyes narrowing as she read the note inside. "You're predictable, Viper. Always playing the game, never seeing the bigger picture. Checkmate." Before she could react, the floor beneath them shook with a deafening explosion. The force of the blast sent her flying backward, her vision blurring as smoke and debris filled the air. The aftermath. When Sophia came to, the room was in ruins. Two of her men were dead, their bodies buried beneath the rubble. Carlos helped her to her feet, his face streaked with blood and soot. "We need to move," he said urgently. This was a setup. Sophia's mind raced. El Fantasma had outplayed her again. But as the reality of the ambush sank in, a new thought took root. Someone had told him she would be there. Someone close to her. And she had a feeling she knew exactly who it was. Chapter 6, The Price of Power. The city was a blur of chaos as Sophia Morales sat in the back of an armored SUV, her body aching from the blast and her mind racing with fury. The ambush at the high rise wasn't just a calculated move by El Fantasma, it was a personal assault on her authority, her intelligence, and her survival. Sophia's breathing was shallow as she pressed a cloth to the gash on her forehead. The wounds were superficial compared to the searing betrayal burning in her chest. Carlos sat beside her, his normally stoic expression lined with worry. "We lost two men in there. Raul and Javier didn't make it." Sophia's jaw tightened, her bloodied fingers gripping the edge of her seat. "Their families will be compensated. But this isn't over, Carlos." He hesitated. "You think Rafael set us up?" "No," Sophia replied, her voice sharp. "Rafael is too scared of me to lie. This came from someone closer." She didn't say the name on her mind, but the weight of it lingered in the air. "Michael." Confrontation. Sophia's penthouse was quiet when she arrived, the city lights casting faint shadows across the sleek, modern furniture. She poured herself a drink and waited. It wasn't long before Michael Harper arrived, his face drawn and tense. "You called?" he asked, stepping into the room cautiously. Sophia didn't turn to face him. She stared out at the city, the glass in her hand trembling slightly. "You knew about the meeting," she said, her voice cold. Michael stiffened. "I didn't know it was a trap." Sophia turned then, her eyes blazing with fury. "But you knew about it. You knew, and you didn't warn me." "I couldn't." Michael shot back, his voice rising. "You think I have free rein at the DA? They're watching me constantly. If I'd warned you, they'd know I was working with you." Sophia stepped closer, her gaze piercing. "Two of my men are dead, Michael. And you're telling me you couldn't even give me a hint? A warning?" Michael ran a hand through his hair, frustration etched across his face. "I didn't know it would go down like this. You have to believe me." Sophia studied him, searching for any crack in his defenses. For months, she had trusted him, relied on him. But now, doubt seeped into every word, every gesture. Finally, she spoke, her voice low and dangerous. "Do you think I'm stupid?" Michael's eyes widened. "What? You've been feeding me scraps of information, just enough to keep me dependent on you," she said, circling him like a predator. "But you knew about this. You knew, and you let it happen." Michael reached for her, but she pulled back, her hand instinctively going to the gun at her hip. "Sophia, listen to me. Get out," she said, her voice trembling with barely restrained rage. Before I decide, you're not worth the trouble. Michael hesitated, his face a mixture of anger and hurt. You don't mean that. Try me. For a moment, it seemed like he might argue, but then he turned and walked out, the door slamming shut behind him. Sophia sank into a chair, her hand shaking as she raised her drink to her lips. She had just cut off the one person who had bridged the gap between her world and the law. But it had to be done. Trust was a luxury she could no longer afford. El Fantasma's next move. The following day, Carlos delivered grim news. Our northern route was hit last night, he said, placing a stack of photos on the table before Sophia. The images showed the charred remains of a convoy, the blackened skeletons of vehicles still smoldering. Sophia flipped through the photos, her expression hardening. Any survivors? Two, Carlos replied. But they're in no condition to talk. Whoever did this left no evidence behind. Sophia leaned back in her chair, her mind racing. El Fantasma wasn't just dismantling her operation, he was sending a message. He wanted her to know that no part of her empire was safe. We need to hit back, Carlos said, his voice firm. Take the fight to him. Sophia shook her head. That's exactly what he wants. He wants me to be reckless, to make mistakes. We're not playing his game. Then what's the plan? Sophia's lips curled into a dangerous smile. We make him come to us. A trap set. Sophia devised a plan to lure El Fantasma out of the shadows. Using Raphael as bait, she spread rumors of a massive shipment moving through a secluded airstrip on the outskirts of the city. The shipment was a fabrication, but the bait was irresistible, a chance for El Fantasma to deal a crippling blow to her empire. The airstrip was fortified with her best enforcers, armed to the teeth and ready for a fight. Sophia herself oversaw the operation, her nerves steeled for what was to come. If this plan failed, it could mean the end of her reign. As the night wore on, tension hung heavy in the air. The sound of approaching vehicles echoed in the distance, and Sophia's heart raced. The enemy had arrived. The clash. The attack was swift and brutal. El Fantasma's men stormed the airstrip, their precision and firepower overwhelming. But Sophia's forces were prepared. Gunfire lit up the night as the two sides clashed, the sounds of battle reverberating across the empty landscape. Sophia moved through the chaos like a force of nature, her gun in hand as she barked orders and took down enemies with deadly efficiency. Her men fought valiantly, but the enemy was relentless. Amid the chaos, Sophia caught sight of a figure moving through the shadows, a man in a black mask, directing the attack with ruthless precision. Her heart skipped a beat. El Fantasma. Without hesitation, she pursued him, weaving through the battlefield with single-minded determination. The fight culminated in a one-on-one confrontation in a secluded hangar. Sophia raised her gun, her hands steady despite the adrenaline coursing through her veins. End of the line, she said, her voice cold. El Fantasma removed his mask, revealing a face she didn't recognize but would never forget. His eyes burned with hatred as he spoke. You've built an empire on the backs of the dead. Did you really think it would last? Sophia's finger tightened on the trigger. It lasts as long as I say it does. The shot rang out, echoing through the hangar. El Fantasma fell, his reign of terror finally brought to an end. Aftermath. The battle was over, but the cost was steep. Many of Sophia's men were dead or wounded, and her empire was in shambles. She stood amid the wreckage, her body battered but her spirit unbroken. Carlos approached her, his face grim. What now? Sophia's gaze hardened. We rebuild. Stronger than before. And anyone who stands in our way will meet the same fate. But as she turned to leave, a flicker of doubt crossed her mind. She had won the battle, but the war for her soul was far from over. Chapter 7, A Crown of Thorns. The smoke of battle lingered long after the gunfire ceased. The airstrip was a graveyard, littered with the wreckage of burned vehicles and the bodies of the fallen. Sophia Morales stood at the center of it all, her shoulders squared and her eyes unyielding. El Fantasma was dead. The man who had orchestrated a months-long campaign to destroy her empire lay lifeless at her feet. But the victory felt hollow. The cost of holding her throne had been steep, too steep. The number of her loyal men left standing could be counted on one hand, and the whispers of dissent within her organization were growing louder. The cracks in her empire were widening, threatening to swallow everything she had built. A hollow victory. Carlos followed her as she walked through the battlefield, his face a mixture of exhaustion and worry. "We won, boss," he said, his voice flat. "But at what cost?" Sophia didn't answer immediately. Her focus was on the bodies of her men being loaded into the backs of trucks. Each one was a reminder of the blood price her empire demanded. Finally, she turned to him. "The cost is what it's always been, everything. We rebuild, Carlos. We don't stop." He hesitated. "And the others? The lieutenants? They're already questioning your leadership. They think this war weakened you." Sophia's lips curled into a cold smile. "Then remind them what happens to those who question me. The council." The next night, Sophia summoned her remaining lieutenants to her penthouse. The council room was designed to intimidate, floor-to-ceiling windows offering a commanding view of the city, a long glass table flanked by leather chairs, and Sophia seated at the head, her presence radiating authority. Carlos, along with Lucia Vega, Enrique Calderon, and a handful of other key players, filled the room. The tension was palpable, each of them exchanging wary glances. Sophia began without preamble. "El Fantasma is dead," she said, her voice sharp and deliberate. "But this is not the end of the war. It's the beginning of a new era. And I need to know who's ready to stand with me." Lucia, a sharp-eyed woman with a reputation for ruthlessness, spoke first. "We've lost too much. Men, resources, trust. The other factions see weakness, Sophia. They'll come for us." Sophia leaned forward, her gaze piercing. "Let them come. We've survived worse. What matters now is unity. If anyone here doubts my ability to lead, speak now." The room fell silent. Enrique shifted uncomfortably, his gaze dropping to the table. Sophia's eyes narrowed. "Enrique," she said coolly. "Is there something you'd like to share?" He hesitated, his voice faltering. I just think we need to consider alternatives. Maybe negotiate with the remaining factions instead of trying to fight them all." Sophia rose slowly, the room falling silent. She walked toward Enrique, her heels clicking ominously against the floor. "Negotiate," she repeated, her voice dripping with disdain. "That's the language of cowards." Before Enrique could respond, Sophia pulled a gun from her waistband and fired a single shot. The sound was deafening in the enclosed space. Enrique slumped forward, blood pooling beneath him. Sophia turned to the rest of the room, her face a mask of cold fury. "Does anyone else have doubts?" The remaining lieutenants shook their heads, their fear palpable. Sophia returned to her seat, her composure unnervingly calm. "Good. Then let's get to work. A new threat." The fallout from the ambush and El Fantasma's death reverberated across the underworld. Rival factions that had once been content to operate in the shadows began making moves against Sophia's organization. Her resources were stretched thin, and trust within her ranks was at an all-time low. But the greatest threat came from an unexpected source, the DEA. Michael Harper's silence in the weeks following their confrontation had not gone unnoticed. Sophia's instincts told her that his absence was more than just anger or guilt, it was deliberate. And when news of a multi-agency task force targeting her cartel reached her ears, she knew Michael was involved. A dangerous gamble. Determined to regain control, Sophia devised a plan to confront Michael and extract the information she needed. She arranged a meeting at a secluded beach house under the guise of rekindling their relationship. Michael arrived just after sunset, his face guarded as he stepped through the door. The tension between them was palpable as they sat across from each other, the sound of crashing waves filling the silence. "What do you want, Sophia?" Michael asked, his tone weary. "I want the truth," she replied, her voice soft but laced with steel. "Are you working with the task force?" Michael didn't flinch. "You know I can't answer that." Sophia leaned forward, her gaze piercing. "You owe me, Michael. After everything we've been through, you owe me that much." He sighed, running a hand through his hair. "The task force is real," he admitted. "And they're coming for you. But I didn't lead them to you." "Then who did?" she pressed. "I don't know," he said. "But they're using everything they have. Wiretaps, informants, surveillance. They won't stop until they take you down." Sophia's mind raced. The DEA's involvement complicated everything. She needed to dismantle the task force before it dismantled her empire. The betrayal within. The revelation of the task force's existence set off a chain of events that culminated in another betrayal. Sophia discovered that Lucia Vega, one of her most trusted lieutenants, had been feeding information to the DEA in exchange for immunity. Sophia confronted Lucia in the same council room where Enrique had met his end. This time, the confrontation was quieter, more deliberate. "I trusted you," Sophia said, her voice cold. "I gave you power, wealth, everything. And this is how you repay me." Lucia didn't deny it. "I did what I had to do to survive," she said, her tone defiant. "You think this empire will last forever?" "It won't. And when it falls, I won't go down with it." Sophia stared at her for a long moment, her expression unreadable. Then, without a word, she raised her gun and fired. Lucia's body hit the floor with a thud. As the blood pooled around her, Sophia turned to Carlos, who stood silently by the door. "Burn the body," she said. "And send a message to the others. Loyalty is not optional. The Crown of Thorns." Sophia stood alone on the balcony of her penthouse that night, the city sprawling beneath her like a living, breathing organism. She had fought tooth and nail to hold her throne, but the weight of the crown was heavier than ever. The cracks in her empire were growing deeper, and the price of power was beginning to feel insurmountable. She had won every battle, but the war was far from over. And as the shadows of betrayal and vengeance loomed larger, Sophia knew one thing for certain. The only thing more dangerous than wearing the crown was losing it. Chapter 8: The Edge of the Abyss. The city that Sophia Morales once commanded with ruthless precision was turning against her. The tides of power, always in flux, were now pulling her empire toward collapse. Every day brought fresh challenges: a hijacked shipment here, a crooked official backing out of a deal there. But the greatest threat wasn't external. It came from within, seeds of dissent taking root among her remaining allies, watered by fear and greed. Sophia's world, once a fortress, was crumbling. The whisper of betrayal. Carlos, ever loyal, approached her with news that sent a chill down her spine. "We've intercepted chatter," he said, his voice tense. "The remaining factions are rallying. They're meeting tomorrow night to discuss uniting against you." Sophia leaned back in her chair, her fingers steepled under her chin. "Who's leading the charge?" "Rumor says it's Emilio Vargas, the head of the Eastern Cartel. But he's not acting alone." Sophia's eyes narrowed. "Of course he's not. someone from our ranks is feeding them information. Carlos hesitated, his jaw tightening.
Do you think it's
Michael? Sophia's silence spoke volumes. Michael Harper, her once trusted ally within the DEA, had been conspicuously absent in the weeks following their last confrontation. His silence, coupled with the task force's intensified efforts, painted a damning picture. But Sophia wasn't ready to act on suspicion alone. Whether it's Michael or someone else, we'll find out, she said, her voice cold. Set up surveillance on the meeting. I want names, locations, and weaknesses. If they want a war, we'll give them one. The ghost of love. That night, Sophia found herself pacing the length of her penthouse. The city glittered below, its lights mocking the darkness growing within her. She poured herself a drink, the amber liquid burning as it slid down her throat. Memories of Michael lingered like a phantom, his touch, his voice, his betrayal. The knock on her door was unexpected but not unwelcome. Carlos entered, his expression cautious. "I have something you need to see," he said, handing her a folder. Sophia opened it, her breath catching as she saw the photographs inside. They showed Michael meeting with a man she recognized as Agent Torres, the leader of the DEA task force targeting her. "He's working with them," Carlos said, his voice low. "We have confirmation. Michael is the leak." Sophia's grip on the folder tightened. She had suspected it, but seeing the evidence felt like a dagger to the heart. Michael's betrayal wasn't just personal, it was dangerous. "Where is he now?" she asked, her voice devoid of emotion. "His location is being tracked," Carlos replied. "But what do you want to do?" Sophia's eyes burned with cold fury. "Bring him to me. Alive. The meeting of factions." While her men tracked Michael, Sophia turned her attention to the meeting of rival factions. It was being held in an abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of the city, a location chosen for its secrecy and security. But Sophia had infiltrated their ranks long before the meeting was called. A spy among them fed her real-time updates, allowing her to plan her next move. The factions were fractured, their leaders jockeying for power even as they plotted against her. Emilio Vargas, a cunning and ambitious man, was trying to position himself as the new kingpin. His speech to the gathered leaders was full of bravado and promises of unity. "She's weak," Vargas declared. "Her empire is crumbling. If we strike now, we can divide her territory and take control." Sophia watched the feed from the surveillance equipment her men had planted, a small smile playing on her lips. They thought she was weak. They thought she didn't know. But they were wrong. "Carlos," she said, turning to her lieutenant. "Let's remind them who they're dealing with." Within moments, her men stormed the warehouse, guns blazing. The chaos was swift and brutal, the factions caught off guard and unable to mount a defense. Vargas was captured, his men either killed or fleeing for their lives. Sophia entered the warehouse as the dust settled, her heels clicking against the blood-stained concrete. Vargas was on his knees, his face pale as he looked up at her. "You thought you could take what's mine," she said, her voice calm but lethal. "Now you'll watch as I dismantle everything you've built." Before Vargas could respond, she pulled the trigger, the sound of the gunshot echoing through the cavernous space. His body fell forward, lifeless. Sophia turned to the remaining leaders, her gaze icy. "Anyone else care to challenge me?" The silence that followed was her answer. The reckoning. Michael was brought to her later that night, his face bruised and his hands bound. He didn't look surprised to see her, but there was a sadness in his eyes that made her stomach twist. "Sophia," he said, his voice steady. "You don't have to do this." She laughed bitterly, circling him like a predator. "Don't I? You betrayed me, Michael. You fed information to my enemies. You worked with the DEA to bring me down. I didn't feed them everything, he said quickly. I protected you as much as I could.
Protected me?
Her voice was sharp, incredulous.
You call this protection?
My men are dead, my empire is hanging by a thread, and you sold me out.
Michael met her gaze, his eyes pleading.
I did what I had to do.
They had me cornered, Sophia.
But I never stopped loving you.
The words hung in the air, heavy with meaning.
For a moment, Sophia felt the weight of her emotions threatening to break through her carefully constructed armor.
But she couldn't afford to let them.
Not now.
Not ever.
Love, she said softly, her voice laced with venom.
Love is weakness, Michael.
And I don't have room for weakness in my world.
He nodded, as if he had expected her response.
Then do what you have to do.
Sophia raised her gun, her hands steady despite the storm raging inside her.
For a moment, time seemed to freeze.
She saw every moment they had shared, every lie, every betrayal.
And then she pulled the trigger.
The edge of the abyss.
As Michael's body fell to the floor, Sophia felt an ache deep within her, a hollow emptiness that no amount of power or bloodshed could fill.
She turned away, her expression unreadable as Carlos stepped forward.
What now? He asked quietly.
Sophia didn't answer immediately.
She walked to the window, staring out at the city that had become both her kingdom and her prison.
Now, she said finally, her voice cold and resolute, we finish this.
No more alliances.
No more loose ends.
Anyone who stands against me will fall.
But even as she spoke, she couldn't shake the feeling that she was teetering on the edge of an abyss, and that one wrong step could send her plunging into the darkness.
Chapter 9, The Final Reckoning.
The city was eerily quiet the night Sophia Morales prepared to make her last stand. From the penthouse balcony, she watched the endless streams of lights on the streets below, a pulsating reminder of the life she had built and the war that threatened to tear it apart. Her kingdom was no longer an empire of power but a fortress under siege.
Every betrayal, every death, every crack in her carefully constructed foundation had led to this moment.
She had always known the cost of ruling her world.
But now, standing on the precipice of oblivion, she wondered if it had been worth it.
The battle lines are drawn.
Carlos met her in the dimly lit war room, where maps of territories and photographs of key enemies were spread across the table.
His face was drawn, his usual confidence replaced with a grim determination.
The factions are rallying again, he said, his voice clipped.
They're not waiting for us to hit them first this time.
Word is they've called in reinforcements from Mexico and the East Coast.
Sophia's gaze lingered on the map.
They're coming to take everything.
Carlos nodded.
And they're not coming alone.
Corrupt law enforcement is in their pocket.
If they breach our perimeter, it's over.
Sophia's jaw tightened.
Then we don't let them breach it.
We fight to the last man.
Some of the men are losing faith, Carlos admitted reluctantly.
They've heard the whispers.
They think this is a losing battle.
Sophia turned to him, her eyes burning with cold fire.
Then make them understand.
Loyalty is not optional.
Anyone who hesitates, anyone who questions, doesn't walk out alive.
Understood.
Carlos hesitated, then nodded.
Understood.
The calm before the storm.
As night fell, the penthouse transformed into a fortress.
Armed guards patrolled the hallways, and the sound of weapons being loaded echoed through the corridors.
Sophia stood in her private suite, staring at her reflection in the mirror.
Her face bore the scars of the battles she had fought, both seen and unseen.
The woman staring back at her wasn't the girl who had cowered under a kitchen table all those years ago.
That girl was long gone, buried under the weight of power and survival.
The knock at the door pulled her from her thoughts.
It was Carlos.
They're here, he said simply. Sophia nodded, slipping a sleek pistol into the holster at her side.
Then let's finish this.
The siege. The first attack came just after midnight. The roar of engines and the crack of gunfire shattered the night's fragile stillness. Sophia's men fought valiantly, holding the perimeter against wave after wave of attackers. The battle was chaos, bullets tearing through the air, explosions shaking the ground, and screams cutting through the cacophony. Sophia moved through the fray with deadly precision, her gun an extension of her will. She didn't hesitate, didn't falter. Each enemy that fell was a step closer to survival. Carlos fought beside her, his loyalty unwavering. But even as they pushed back the attackers, it became clear that the odds were stacked against them. The enemy's numbers were overwhelming, and the losses on Sophia's side were mounting. "We can't hold them off much longer," Carlos shouted over the gunfire. Sophia's mind raced. Retreat wasn't an option, but neither was surrender. She had one last card to play, a desperate gamble that could either turn the tide or end it all. A desperate gamble. Sophia had hidden her trump card deep within her penthouse, a stockpile of explosives rigged to detonate on command. It was a last resort measure, designed to ensure that if she couldn't have her empire, no one else could either. As the enemy began to breach the building's defenses, Sophia made the call. "Fall back to the upper floors," she ordered. "We're not giving them anything." Carlos's eyes widened as he realized what she was planning. "You're going to blow the place. If they want to take me down, they're coming with me," Sophia said, her voice ice cold. The climax. The final showdown took place on the top floor of the penthouse. The enemy breached the doors, flooding the room with chaos. Sophia and Carlos fought side by side, their backs to the wall as the attackers closed in. The air was thick with smoke and the acrid stench of blood. Sophia's arms burned from the constant recoil of her weapon, but she didn't stop. Every shot was a defiance, a refusal to surrender. Carlos fell first, a bullet tearing through his chest. He crumpled to the ground, blood pooling around him as he gasped for breath. "Go," he rasped, his voice barely audible. "Finish it." Sophia's chest tightened, but she didn't have time to grieve. She grabbed the detonator from the desk and made her way to the balcony, her enemies closing in behind her. As she stood on the edge, the detonator clutched in her hand, she turned to face them one last time. Her voice rang out, clear and defiant. "You wanted the Viper. Here I am." She pressed the button. The aftermath. The explosion ripped through the penthouse, a fiery inferno that lit up the night sky. The shockwave shattered windows for blocks, and the ground shook as the building crumbled. The attackers, caught in the blast, were obliterated. In the ashes of her empire, Sophia Morales left behind a legacy of power, blood, and defiance. She had ruled with an iron fist, fought with ruthless determination, and met her end on her own terms. In the days that followed, the underworld buzzed with the story of her final stand. To some, she was a cautionary tale, a warning of the price of ambition. To others, she was a legend, a woman who refused to bow, even in the face of certain death. But for Sophia Morales, it was never about legacy. It was about survival. And in the end, she had survived in the only way she knew how, by ensuring that no one else could take what was hers. Chapter 10, The Viper's Legacy. The air was thick with the acrid scent of smoke, and the glow of the inferno lit up the Los Angeles skyline like a warning beacon. From miles away, the collapse of the penthouse was visible, a fiery symbol of destruction, both literal and metaphorical. For the underworld of Los Angeles, the fall of Sophia Morales, known as the Viper, marked the end of an era. But legacies, much like whispers, don't die in the flames. They linger, reshaping the narratives of those left behind. The fallout. The explosion decimated not only the penthouse but also much of Sophia's immediate opposition. Rival factions had sent their best men to take her down, only to see them consumed in the blast. The power vacuum left in the wake of her death was both a curse and an opportunity. Within days, rumors began to swirl. Some said Sophia had perished in the explosion, her body reduced to ashes. Others claimed she had staged her death, retreating to the shadows to rebuild in silence. The uncertainty fed her mythos, elevating her from a crime lord to a legend. Carlos's death hit hardest for the remnants of Sophia's operation. Those few who had survived the final battle struggled to reconcile their loss while fending off the vultures circling their diminished empire. But the name, Sophia Morales, still carried weight, and for some, it was enough to buy time. A glimpse into the shadows. Unbeknownst to the world, the truth was far more complex. In the chaos of the explosion, Sophia had taken a calculated risk, a narrow escape through a concealed passage built into the penthouse, known only to her and Carlos. Burned, battered, and on the brink of death, she had slipped away moments before the building collapsed. Weeks passed as she recovered in a remote safe house, far from the prying eyes of the city. Her body bore the scars of the blast, reminders of the life she had fought to preserve. But survival came at a cost, anonymity. For the first time in years, Sophia Morales was no longer at the center of power. Her days were spent in silence, plotting her next move. She couldn't return to her old life, it was gone, reduced to rubble and ash. But her hunger for power, for control, for revenge, still burned as fiercely as ever. A new player. While Sophia healed in the shadows, a new power began to rise in Los Angeles. Lucia Vega, thought to have died at Sophia's hand months earlier, resurfaced, claiming a piece of the fractured empire. Ruthless and cunning, Lucia capitalized on the uncertainty surrounding Sophia's fate, positioning herself as the new queenpin. Lucia's leadership was different from Sophia's. Where Sophia had ruled with a mix of fear and respect, Lucia leaned heavily into violence and chaos. Her reign was marked by bloodshed, and her alliances were tenuous at best. But she had learned from Sophia, learned how to play the game. The underworld watched with bated breath, wondering if Lucia's rise would last or if she would suffer the same fate as her predecessor. A final message. Months after her supposed death, whispers of Sophia Morales began to resurface. Small, deliberate acts, an intercepted shipment here, a rival leader mysteriously disappearing there, hinted at her presence. Those who had known her best recognized her signature, calculated, precise, and unforgiving. One night, a package arrived at Lucia Vega's mansion. Inside was a single, bloodstained playing card, the Queen of Spades. Beneath it was a note, written in Sophia's unmistakable hand. "The game isn't over." Lucia's face paled as she read the message. She knew what it meant. Sophia Morales wasn't gone. She was waiting, watching, and preparing to reclaim what was hers. The Viper's legacy. In the shadows of Los Angeles, Sophia Morales began to rebuild, not an empire, but something more elusive, influence. She no longer sought to rule the underworld with an iron fist. Instead, she became a ghost, pulling strings from the darkness, orchestrating events that would reshape the city's power structure. Her name became a warning, whispered in hushed tones by those who remembered her reign. To some, she was a symbol of resilience, a woman who had defied the odds and survived. To others, she was a cautionary tale, a reminder of the cost of ambition. But for Sophia, legacy was never the goal. Survival was. And as long as she breathed, the Viper's story would never truly end. Epilogue, a new beginning. In a quiet villa overlooking the ocean, far from the chaos of Los Angeles, Sophia Morales sat alone, a glass of wine in her hand. The scars on her skin were a testament to her battles, but the fire in her eyes was unquenched. A knock at the door broke her solitude. She rose, her movements deliberate and measured. When she opened the door, a familiar face greeted her, Carlos's younger brother, Javier, a man she had trusted to watch over the remnants of her operation.
"It's done," Javier said simply. "Lucia's men are in disarray. They don't know where to turn."
Sofia smiled faintly.
"Good. Let them wonder. The longer they fear the unknown, the easier it will be to take control."
Javier hesitated.
"And you?
When will you return?"
Sofia turned back to the view of the ocean, her expression unreadable.
"When the time is right.
For now, let them think I'm dead. A ghost is far more powerful than a queen."
As Javier left, Sofia returned to her seat, the weight of her journey settling over her. The road ahead was uncertain, but one thing was clear: the Viper wasn't done.
Not yet.
The Queen of the Underworld had fallen, but her legacy lived on, in whispers, in shadows, and in the hearts of those who dared to challenge her.